Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences in live radio. Here's the key to the show. Robo Paul, you know what the key to the show is?
I have no idea.
You want to know what the key to the show is? We don't know what the key to the show is. That's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen. Here's the big deal. We don't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family all rolled up into one shake from McDonald's. Thank you. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Devotional diamonds of today. We've got plenty. As you guys know, I'm reading through Joshua. Simultaneously, I'm reading through the book of John, so I got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. Who doesn't love that? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't because we're kind of cheap and...
I need about $3.50.
I gave him a dollar.
I'm not even willing to pay a dollar. Review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Hey, it's closer now than it was 24 hours ago, isn't it? We're asking life's questions about life's questions, and here it is. We have a daily double. A daily double. A daily double. Somebody deleted it? How bizarre is that? All right, here we go. Here's question number one. These are the questions we kind of ask. If you spend your day doing nothing... how do you know when you're done? That's the first question. Question number one. And question number two, is it true that cannibals don't eat clowns because they taste funny? I don't know. You got to think that through. We have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
The key to victory is discipline, and that means a well-made bed. You will practice until you can make your bed in your sleep.
You mean while I'm sleeping in it?
You won't have time for sleeping, soldier. Not with all the bed-making you'll be doing.
There you go. We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thingy. Compelling monologues. Riveting interviews. Fascinating callers. What show are you listening to? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ. 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, we're starting off with a guest. It's going to be rock and roll time. Don't go anywhere.
It's always a delicious holiday at the French Gourmet, San Diego's finest full-service caterer since 1979. Too busy to cook? Make it a French Gourmet holiday. They do the cooking. You take the credit from the main course to the dessert. Don't worry, no one will even know. The French Gourmet offers all the traditional trimmings from side dishes to delectable desserts. Impress your friends and family with a delicious feast from the French Gourmet. Make your holiday celebrations delicious and stress-free. The French Gourmet can create a menu and service that will complement your holidays and your budget. Put your confidence in the award-winning French Gourmet. Planning a holiday party, a corporate event, a wedding, or just a family get-together? You'll need the French Gourmet to cater delicious prepared food and peace of mind. Call the French Gourmet at 858-488-1725. That's 858-488-1725. Or visit thefrenchgourmet.com. That's thefrenchgourmet.com. It's always a delicious day at the French Gourmet.
There's no better way to celebrate the holidays than the promise of no mortgage payments. And if you've already paid off your mortgage, give yourself the gift of financial peace of mind. Hey, Mark Larson here. For years, I've been telling you about the reverse mortgage, and there's no better way for me to describe this loan of opportunity than to tell you that a reverse mortgage will allow you to fund your longevity. Yes, there are changes coming, but if we act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Maron Aram at Aramco today. One of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. He'd like to have you join him at the historic San Diego Country Club in Chula Vista, January 16th at 6 p.m. for the next free dinner workshop. So don't put this off any longer. Redefine your retirement today. Call 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust with confidence. Trust Aramco.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
If you're looking for a successful career, Excalibur Roofing wants to talk with you. You can become part of the Excalibur Roofing team, which operates with a positive family atmosphere. We have positions now available for qualified installers and apprentices who must have a heart to serve others and an openness to learning new skills. You need to have a good driving record and 5 years in roofing or in construction, plus a good attitude. This is a full-time career with training, benefits, and exciting challenges every single day. If you're excited to be a part of San Diego's most trusted roofing company, then Excalibur Roofing Services has a position for you. Please call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 to apply, or go to excaliberroofing.com and fill out the contact us form on the website. Get your career on top of things with Excalibur Roofing today.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident of Adjunct's Recovery. The morning of August 12th, 2013.
Wow, what's that in the background there, Pauly? I'm hearing something play. What is that?
3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery.
Well, can you cut that? Thank you so much. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Whoever that is, get them off my radio show. I don't know who they are. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, by the way, you send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Okay, good. Also, go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. That's okay. All right, doing a quick check of the weather. Blech. And traffic, well, it's Wednesday. It's about 2:05. Eh, it's all right. Traffic's okay. Here's what you got to know about traffic. If your car runs, you should be thankful. But if it runs away from you, you should catch it. Okay, good. All right, so with us in studio, Pastor David Youngren. Pastor Youngren is the pastor of Grace Wave Church. And first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Yes, you did. You did very well.
That's lucky. You should see most people on the show. Smith, I'll go Smythe. I mean, it's terrible. You know, I'm bad. Stuff like that.
And Youngren is such a common name. So.
Yeah. Well, I should remember that. Yeah. All right. So talk to me. First of all, Pastor David, welcome to the show. You are on KPRZ. You're on Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're doing a 10 a.m. show. Then they're doing a replay at 3 a.m.
Yes.
For those that are just like me, like last night.
All the people up at that time.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. See, that's the funny part is I go to bed early with the wife, the dog, and the wife and I, we all go to bed, and we got a big dog. He's like, you know, it's not big, 60 pounds, yeah. But he takes up a lot of the bed. And then right about 2:45, when he stretches, everybody wakes up. It's one of those things.
Well, I'm definitely not awake at 3 a.m.
First of all, let me ask you this. Talk to me about Grace Wave Church. You are the pastor of the church here. Grace Wave is located Arrow Court, 3545 Arrow Court. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, whereabouts is that? Give me some geography.
It's in Kearney Mesa. No, in Carmel, what do they call it? Claremont Mesa.
Okay, Claremont Mesa area.
Yeah, yeah.
And how long have you been pastoring the church?
Well, we just started the church, actually. It started in 2012, so it's a fairly new church. And, so I was the founding pastor, and we started, as I said, last year.
That's exciting, though. Doing work, church plant work, it's hard work.
Yeah, it is.
But it's rewarding work.
Well, I mean, yes.
It's really wonderful.
Yeah, and of course, I've been in ministry for many, many years, so I've been around and done this in the past. It's, of course, a little different here in Southern California. This is a new experience for us, but we're enjoying it.
All right, now, you came from?
Well, originally, I was born in Sweden and then moved to Canada, got married, and then we came here to California in 2005.
Now, in Canada, I got to ask you this. In Canada, you got to go to the Biffy, eh? All right, so talk to me about the weather. I mean, was it kind of brutal?
Well, you know, it depends where you live in Canada.
Right.
We actually, summer times are beautiful. It's just the winter times are very cold. So that's amazing.
That's what I hear about the entire East, by the way, is that these.
But, you know, we were further south where we live. We lived in Toronto area and in Niagara Falls, which is further south than Washington State.
Okay, so that's not terrible then.
No,
compared
it's not.
To,
no.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
All right. So it wasn't like living in Cleveland.
It may be close.
All right. Talk to me about Grace Wave Church. First of all, I have not asked you this. We just met today in the conference room having lunch. And I tell people that because I want everybody to know what's going on. How did you come up with the title for the church, Grace Wave Church? Sure. How'd you come up with that?
Well, first of all, we preach a very radical message of grace. And, you know, we believe that in order for people to truly experience freedom in Christ Jesus, we first of all have to uproot the law. And, you know, a lot of times people have been very much heard a mixed message of the law and grace, and therefore sometimes people are living often in confusion and they don't actually see the message of grace working in their lives. So we wanted to emphasize the word grace, and then we thought of, well, we are right in San Diego. There's beautiful waves around the ocean wave, so we're just riding the grace wave, God's wave of grace in San Diego.
That's how you came up with that? That's
yeah,
great. That's
that
a
was
great,
about it.
That's a terrific way to come up for grace. I mean, you can't beat that, grace. And I think you're spot on when you're talking about that there's a conflict that a lot of Christians go through between law and grace. And I think they vacillate and they don't even know it. They
right.
they kind of go back and forth. And they're often trying to figure out why they're conflicted.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons they're conflicted is because a part of them will operate in grace and the other part will operate in a very much of a law legalistic context. And it's ironic to watch people emerge out.
Right.
Because it's wonderful.
Well, see, our mind, I think, by default, naturally is drawn toward the law. It's, you know, it stems from the Garden of Eden where you know, the serpent said, eat of this tree of knowledge of good and evil. And good and evil really is about morality. In other words, I have to be morally a good person to be accepted and approved by God. And that's such a lie. I mean, but it's, you know, we, of course, everybody knows that grace is a way to God. But at the same time, we have these undercurrents, even in the church. You know, people say, well, you do your part and God will do the rest. Well, that's not in the Bible. There's no such a thing. God has always done everything that he can for us. And there is nothing that we can do. And the moment we try to do it, as it says in Galatians chapter 4, we actually fall from grace. Trying to be obedient to the law actually causes us to fall from grace. And so you have to uproot one mindset in order for a new to be put in, which is based on God's love and God's unconditional love for mankind.
As a pastor, do you think that some of that mindset is taught in the sense of parental, taught as in the sense of growing up in a church, or caught more like hanging around people here in Lango and kind of like, is it more caught as in hereditary, like your parents or maybe were legalistic, or is it more pastorally taught, church taught, or is it just something people pick up on?
I think it's both. I think it's part of society, it's part of church, it's part of, you know, I think many times when we come to church, I don't know about you, but you know, when I first came to church, I was really excited about Jesus. I got gung-ho, man, I'm saved. I felt like, you know, on cloud nine and worshiping God. And then I was in church for a while, and I was told about, you know, you need to pray more, you need to witness more, you need to do this more. And there was an underlying tone that I never quite measured up to the expectation that God had on me and the church had on me. And that led to a lot of guilt, and that led to almost a form of shame, which is really part of the original you know, what took place in the Garden of Eden led to shame. In other words, you don't feel very good about yourself and you begin to question yourself and you kind of forget about the grace of God. It's the grace of God that got us saved. It's the grace of God that we walk by every day. Every day we come to him and recognize he is our life and we have everything through him.
Yeah, good answer. I'll tell you what happened to me just so you can appreciate that.
Yeah.
When I became a Christian, I mean, we were on, when I say we were on fire, we were witnessing to prostitutes in Van Buren in Phoenix, Arizona, when you weren't allowed to go down Van Buren because
right.
every other car was a police car and every other car beyond that was a pimp car.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how that was. And then when we went to church and some of the pastors were like, well, can you like go somewhere else?
Tone it down a bit.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like, what? We're not even strong enough for Jesus. We want to, and we were like that.
Yeah.
And we kind of a reputation that I guess it's kind of been with me for a while.
Yeah.
But it's like the idea to understand that it's nothing wrong with understanding that grace can be directed, but there's something wrong with squishing grace. Because that's a horrible thing. If you want to direct it like a good fire, you know, I always think of that fire hose illustration where you open up the fire hose mm-hmm. or the fire hydrant and water comes gushing out. You put a hose on it, you give it good direction. It does what it's supposed to do, functions the right, you know, kind of. Well, what some people like to do with grace is just keep the thing closed.
Right.
nothing coming out.
Well, you know, the Bible says, you know, that the law was given so that sin may increase. But where sin increases, where sin abounds, grace abounds so much more. In other words, you know, in order for grace to abound, and we want more of God's grace, it has to come at a place where there is sin. And if there is no sin, you know, the law actually causes sin in our lives. So for that particular reason, in order to understand grace, you have to first uproot, as I said, the law, and then being able to understand what God has truly done through Christ Jesus, that we have our life through him.
Good. Good job. Welcome to the KPRZ family. I hope you're having a – it's kind of new, but you're kind of getting it, right?
I like listening to you. You're lots of fun.
Wait till you hear some of the other stuff. Some of the other stuff where people get a little upset when I talk about some of the other stuff. Like the leg butt community didn't like me at all. We'll talk about that later. Okay, so
– I liked the weather report. It was good.
Weather report wasn't bad though, right? Yeah, who knows? Listen, it's better than Cleveland. All right, so the website is gracewavechurch.com. Is that correct?
Gracewavechurch.org, I think it is.
Okay, because I got a .com. So if it's Grace.
Maybe it is. I don't remember.
Okay, so if you're not
sure. We have a number of different websites.
So you probably have both. Go into Google, type in Grace Wave Church.
Right.
The one that comes up, that's it.
Right.
That'll help you in there. Now, on the number, and so there was some question about this, so I want to ask you about this. 858, is it the 451 or is it the 888?
It's 858-888-9099.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Brian was kind of trying to figure this. We just want to nail that down. 858-888-9099.
Correct.
Okay, that's the phone number to touch base with the church for Pastor David Youngren and KPRZ. 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, so you can get a feel for what the church teaching would be like.
Yes,
a great way
exactly.
to listen. And then there's a replay at 3 a.m., so you can hear that. Plus, you're on the Sunday night church gathering.
That's
so,
5 p.m., yeah.
So you're on that as well. And then additionally, if you want to go to the website, and what the two of us are telling you right now is, hey, go to Google. You can do it. You can do it. And then type in Grace Wave Church.
Right.
Because I have gracewavechurch.com. He has .org. It's probably both. But we don't know. So go to Grace Wave Church, the one that's in San Diego, the one that's on Arrow Court. That's the one.
That's the
one, folks. Good job, Pastor David. Great
Thank
job.
You.
Great to have you here. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, Duck Dynasty in trouble for making comments. Uh-oh.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. Hi, friends. Marty Schneider, the retirement professor here. You know, after 33 years of advising clients, I finally found a way to educate my listeners about retirement planning issues without you having to leave your house or office. It's my brand new on-demand retirement planning seminar that you can view anytime, any day. If you're concerned about making the right decisions with your long-term planning, please take 14 minutes to view this educational powerhouse. There's a downloadable workbook to help you retain the information that you're going to learn, and you can even pass this along to friends or family members. Simply visit the new website, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. Again, theretirementprofessorpresents.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. You can call me at 800-727-PLAN for your consultation, or simply visit the on-demand workshop, theretirementprofessorpresents.com.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. They add real value to your home. Trust trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
You've got relatives coming to your house for the holidays, and you still have last year's stains on your carpet? How embarrassing. Why haven't you called Zero Res? They're the most advanced method in cleaning, and at today's price, a holiday giveaway. You can't afford not to make your house smell so fresh and clean. Zero Res, by the way, uses empowered alkaline water instead of nasty soap to clean and sanitize your home. In fact, the water is so green you can drink it. What? Our patented alkaline water cleans better. No one, but no one else has it. Nothing but the best for your family. You've got so much to do for the holidays. Leave the tough cleaning to Zero Res. Your carpet and area rugs will feel soft, smell fresh, and the tile will look bright again. Call Zero Res today and get two rooms cleaned and sanitized for a mere $99 and a free hallway with a food donation. Call 858-486-4100 by this Friday. That's 858-486-4100 or book online at ZeroResSanDiego.com for the $99 special.
Sometimes you need money and you need it fast, and timing is everything. Money Tree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy, so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at MoneyTreeInc.com. Money Tree, money and time.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Ecola Termite and Pest Control and our very own good friend, Sue Fries, also known as the Termite Lady. Ecola uses microwave, electro gun, and patented Ecola heat that gets rid of the termites without the hassle of moving out or the embarrassment of tenting. Here's the deal. 30 years plus in business. 30 years. $100 off any termite work when you call this month. $50 off any initial pest control. Call 800-332-BUGS. That's 800-332-BUGS. You can also go to ecolatermite.com. That's 800-332-BUGS. Don't forget that our very own Sue has, Sue Fries has her own show on Saturdays, 4 p.m. right here on KPRZ, an inspirational show. I did. I actually had somebody say, is that a show about bugs and termites? And they were asking about grasshoppers. I was like, no, it's inspirational. They're like, oh, that's nice. Second thing to tell you, for those that don't know, should I tell everybody this? Do you know this, Paulie? I don't know if you even know this. I'm not going to be here Friday. Did you know that I was not going to be here Friday? I'm not going to be here Friday. Guess where I'm going to be?
I did hear about that yesterday.
Okay, I am going to be at the Family Christian Bookstore in Santee, which is located in the parking lot of Walmart in front of Michael's. We are going to do the coolest stuff. First of all, we're giving away $10 gift cards. So if you want a $10 gift card, now here's the thing. In the bookstore, they have a huge sale on $5 items. And they're giving away a $10 gift card. So if you go there, you can get two items for nothing. Plus, they're doing a 50% off books, videos, kids items, and Bibles. Oh, it's unbelievable. Plus, wait, I'm not done. Plus, there's great prizes, goodies, and gifts, which means we're giving away more stuff. Plus, wait, I'm not done. Plus, ready? Here's the big one. Moo! There's going to be the cow. What? Are you going to turn that down on me? Turn that back up. There's the cow. Leave that up. There's the cow from Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A's going to come do a chicken sandwich moo thing for us. They're going to do a moo dance. Do you know what a moo dance is? That's when they do a dance. It's not a moon dance. It's a moo dance. It's a chicken dance. Do we have that chicken thing? Da 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 da. Hey, Polly. Can you find that da 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 da? Can you find that? Do you know where that thing is? Let me know when you find that. Anyway, so we're going to be at Family Christian Bookstore Friday, 2 to 4 live, and we're giving away a ton of stuff. Why? Tax write-offs. There you go. Oh, I'm kidding. It's just going to be fun. Have a good time. Come on. Come see us. That'll be a lot of fun. Okay. Did you find that chicken? What is it? Chicken scratch? What is that called? Is that what it's called? Oh, you go, cow. Moo and moo. I say Chick-fil-A. Okay. That's pretty funny, huh? And that's going to be at the Family Christian Bookstore in Santee. How cool is that? It's going to be like a happening. Okay, all right, you can turn me down now. I guess if you want to. Do you have to? Do they have, is that what they walk by and say, turn that guy down, he's loud? Right. You guys, and you're too loud for radio. Hey, people have a volume knob.
I could have turned you off, so.
Well, people do that too. You guys are in there eating subs going, we don't care what you do, Dave. Just do it long enough so we can finish the bite. Who are you kidding? You guys, you don't think I don't know what's going on over there? These guys. Here's something you're not going to want to know. I don't mean that you don't want to know it. I mean you really don't want to know this. Guess what happened? Did you ever see The Minority Report? The movie The Minority Report? You ever see that? Yeah?
Good movie.
Good movie. Interesting. Kind of bizarre, right? I mean, Tom Cruise, not the greatest actor, but really associated with really interesting action kind of movies. And in that movie, if you remember, they were offering warrants and arresting people based on future crimes, right? Too far-fetched to believe, isn't it? Just too far-fetched to believe. Until you read the Dallas Observer today, where the title is, in Texas, listen to this, search warrants can now be based on the prediction of a future crime. Is that a stunner? You're just looking at me like, you're kidding, right? It's an Onion article, right? Nope. The Dallas Observer is not an Onion article. It's an actual media outlet in Dallas. In Texas, search warrants can now be based on the prediction of future crime. And what happened is they based it on somebody saying that somebody was going to be cooking some meth. And they went in based on that information that was going to happen. And it was challenged that did not hold up under the Constitution because the official illegal act did not take place. But a higher court overturned the objection, saying it's reasonable. You know what that means, my friend?
A higher court's unreasonable?
No, they said it's reasonable to make a prediction on future crime, the higher court. So just so you can know what's going on, in case you're not quite getting what I'm talking about right here, listen to this. In the future, when you go to a movie, and if it's a movie based on our current government, and you don't like the movie, you're going to get arrested for not liking it. They're going to be based on your facial reactions. You're going to jail. In other words, they're going to predict how you respond and arrest you. And I just want to say that's going to be really bad if they're in my house and they're watching me watch the Lions game and it's halftime and they've already fumbled it like 9 times. I can give you a future prediction of how I'm going to be. Not happy. But that's it. Prediction of future crimes now deemed reasonable. I want to know who gets to determine what a prediction of a future crime is. Like if they bring back the McRib and raise it 50 cents, isn't that truly a crime? That's all I'm asking. Isn't that a crime? Okay. A couple things to tell you that you don't know. What do you think of that info? That's kind of scary, isn't it? Like that's Big Brother, Big Brother. On this day in December 18th, 1737, violin maker Antonio Stradivari died in Italy. On this day in 1892, the Nutcracker Suite was premiering in St. Petersburg. More importantly, on this day in 1969, the British Parliament abolished the death penalty for murder. Yet most importantly, what? Did I just say most importantly? Daryl Hall and John Oates on this day in 1982 reached the number one spot in the music charts for the 5th time. Do you want to know why that's important, by the way? Do you want to know why? Wait, do you want to know why? Do you want to know why? Do you want to know why? because my sister was married to their stage manager. No, at the time that they hit number one. Isn't that bizarre? Kind of bizarre. All right, we're going to take a break and find out what's going on in the production room because everybody is on dopamine or something. And then we're going to come back, and we've got a special guest calling in. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Don't go anywhere. More fun coming up.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
The soccer is presented by Cox Communication. Play Turlock Express this Saturday night at Valley View Casino Center with a holiday toy drive to benefit Rady's Children's Hospital. The first 300 fans with a new toy will enjoy a post-game concert by Cody Lovas. Tickets at soccers.com.
There are nearly 10,000 homeless in our community. I'm Frank Ertassin with San Diego Gas and Electric Company. This holiday season, San Diego Rescue Mission is experiencing record-breaking increases in emergency services to families with very young children. We encourage you to support San Diego Rescue Mission in its emergency holiday appeal to help provide food, shelter, and hope to the homeless men, women, and children of our community. No one should be walking the streets hungry and desperate. Please join San Diego Gas and Electric Company and provide a hot meal with a message of hope to every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission. The need is great and the time is now. Help us assure that every person who comes to San Diego Rescue Mission receives a meal and hope for a better tomorrow. Go to sandiegorescuemission.org and donate today. Thank you on behalf of San Diego Gas and Electric Company and San Diego Rescue Mission. God bless you.
Hey, did you know starting in January they're going to start building transgender bathrooms in all public schools?
What?
Yeah, it was just passed. It's already started in some of our schools, and that's why I pulled my daughter out of the public school we had her in, and now we've started her at Reformation Lutheran School in Claremont. We wanted her to be in a safe learning environment and get an excellent Christian education as well.
I don't blame you. That's what I want to do. What age does Reformation Lutheran take?
Reformation Lutheran is a K through 8 school, and you know what I love about them most? They have small class sizes. They offer on-site tutoring at no additional cost, after-school care, outstanding athletics, and they're affordable.
If you call Reformation Lutheran in the month of December, they're giving any new family that mentions KPRZ $500 off your child's school tuition for the 2014 school year. Call them today at 858-279-3311 or go to reformationschoolsd.org. That's reformationschoolsd.org.
It really was a huge blessing for us to find Reformation Lutheran.
Would you like to know how to become three times less likely to experience a home burglary? Mike Melton, president of Security Alarm Now, is here to tell us about that.
Statistics show that you're three times less likely to have your home broken into when monitored by a home security system. Right now, we're offering listeners a complete ADT security system free of charge when they call
1-888-608-9146.
You only pay $99 for the installation, and the monitoring is only about $1 a day.
That's really economical, especially when you're talking about the safety of your family. Are there any other offers for our listeners?
Yes, the next 20 people who call
1-888-608-9146
will receive a free upgraded to a voice keypad, which in the event of an emergency allows you to talk to the ADT dispatcher through your keypad. It will also include a $100 Visa gift card.
Call 1-888-608-9146. That's 1-888-608-9146. 9146.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monta Vista Village. Tracy, they've got a big military party coming up, don't you?
We do, Kevin. It's a very important event coming up on December 14th. And this is actually our 7th annual Christmas dinner for enlisted military and their families. And this is one of the ways that we give back to the community here at Monta Vista Village. Santa's going to be here for the kids, and parents get a very nice present themselves. So we do have to raise, however, $10,000 for this event. And the residents have raised $5,000 so far, so we're still a few thousand dollars short of our goal right now. So if any of the listeners would like to help us reach our goal, we would really appreciate the assistance, and this is a tax-deductible donation. Also, if there are any military families, E5 and below, who would like to attend, we'd love to have you. Reservations begin December 2nd. You can give us a call at 619-465-1331.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 for Monta Vista Village, license number 374-6. 600-564.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. For those that want to, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, they've invented fire. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Okay, this segment brought to you by Zero Res and our very good friend Brian Holland at Zero Res. Zero Res uses scientifically proven empowered water. Those dudes need a superhero for that. Safe for pets, it's safe for kids, safe for allergy users, sufferers. The techs are propped, polite, professional. Here's the deal for Zero Res. Ready? Here's about four things, all you got to know. You call 858-486-4100. That's 858-486-4100. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. $99 for two rooms with a 30-day you-gotta-love-it guarantee. Plus, if you donate a can of food to the local food bank, they will do up to a 10-foot hallway for free on the honor system. All you got to do is call them, 858-486-4100, or go to ZeroResSanDiego.com. Here's the only thing you got to know. The wife and I, we use Zero Res. That's what you got to know. I mean, KPRZ uses Zero Res, but the wife and I use Zero Res. That's what you got to know. I'm not telling you anything you don't need to know. That's what you got to know. Okay. On the phone with us is a very new friend, and his name is Nico. Nico, are you there on the phone?
I sure am.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, David?
I'm doing great. So a lot of people don't know you, Nico. We're going to give you a chance to kind of introduce yourself. We're going to talk about some numbers that they may can maybe reach out to you. A website, which is called GodsSoldierMinistries.com or GodsSoldierMinistries.org. They can hit you either way. I want you to kind of introduce yourself to the audience because people aren't familiar with you, Nico. Give them just a little bit of background about who you are, and then I want to ask you some questions.
Not a problem. Basically, I was baptized as a Seventh-day Adventist when I was 9 years old. I came from an abusive childhood where it was physically and spiritually and mentally abusive, and kind of ran away from God. I ended up getting into martial arts at a very young age, went to five different high schools. Actually trained at the United States Marine Corps boxing team as a boxer under Gunny Sergeant Carter. And I ultimately ended up becoming one of the top martial artists in the United States. Ended up doing a string of martial arts and action films, Bloodsport 2, Fist of Iron, Dangerous Place, Mortal Challenge, Raw Target, a bunch of romantic comedies. And at the same time, I was pursuing a career in football, went to JC, played football. So basically did everything that you normally would do. I just couldn't find any peace of mind, David, in anything that I did. So very long story short, after doing a string of films, I ended up getting into MMA fighting, fought in Russia, fought in Brazil, fought in the United States, and ended up having my own television series called Boom on Spike TV. Was married twice. You know, everything wine, women, and song, and the red light, red carpet treatment, and everything that you would want, but still couldn't find peace of mind. So very long story short, I ended up making a conscious decision that I would leave this world, go into the dark world of drugs and brokenness and affliction and addiction and everything that goes along with that, and become a bodyguard or a protector for the evil. So I've actually protected drug dealers and daydreamers and gunslingers. And though I never sold the drug, I ended up becoming a drug fiend, which is what I wanted. And in that very dark world, I ended up being a protector for it. And it was about a 15-year period. And in that time, the way God spoke to me is he surgically paired me through poetry. It was like a spiritual lobotomy, if you will. And I didn't know the gospel. I didn't go to seminary school. I didn't read the Bible. But for some reason, he kept reaching out to me through poetry. And when he finally pulled me out of that pit, out of that darkness, out of that affliction, and out of that addiction, he allowed me to have a turnkey ministry, which I've been sharing all over California, Northern, Southern California, about to go to Miami, and just standing up for Jesus, you know, falling on the sword, being washed by his blood and telling his truth, speaking at all the different denominations like Victory Outreach and Eagle Rock for Pastor Augie, Barras and Gangsters for God, and just reaching out to the people that really need it, you know, the last, least, and the lost, reaching the unreachable, David.
Yeah, and so that's a great, and what a testimony that you were not, it wasn't like your life really started off, it was hard, but it wasn't the full darkness that you kind of ran into. And then in the midst of that darkness, you were like, man, there has got to be something else, calling out to the Lord. And yet the Lord, once again, takes another person, takes you, Nico, takes your feet, puts your feet on a rock, puts a new song in your mouth, and gives you a chance to speak for him and fills your heart and your mind with life and with light. Would that be a pretty good assessment of what happened to you?
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, I was listening to your testimony too, David, and you know, I wanted to give a shout out, even though she's with Jesus in heaven right now, for Sarah. And we all have a Sarah. We also all have a road to Damascus. We also have a situation where God will take the scales off of our eyes, but sometimes he leaves a thorn in our side. And, you know, on this journey that I was on, the fact that he thought enough of me to give me poetry, I should have OD'd, I should have been shot, I should have been stabbed, I should have been left for dead or the walking dead. And your illustration is exactly kind of like my journey. And he takes our messes and he makes them messages. You know, he's the only one that can take all the pain and all the tears and all the brokenness and all the addiction and all the affliction and everything that we go through as God's children in this fallen world in spiritual solitary confinement and turn it around for his good.
Yeah.
That's amazing to me.
That's awesome. All right, so there's two things there, a couple things I want to make sure. Your website for people that touch base with you and really get familiar with your ministry, it's GodsSoldierMinistries.com or GodsSoldierMinistries.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right.
That is correct.
Is there a phone number if they want to talk to you just from a ministry point of view that you guys use, or should they just use the contact site that's connected to the web?
You know, if anybody ever wanted to call directly, they can call me directly. I don't shy away from it. I'm not ashamed of the fact that I'm a Christian and that I believe in Jesus. I can give you my phone number. That's not a problem. And at the same time, the website does have a dedicated email on that website.
Yeah, I would encourage people to use that dedicated email to contact you. And just touch base, GodsSoldierMinistries.com, GodsSoldierMinistries.org. Here's what I'd like to do, because I don't want to miss this opportunity. Nico, mm-hmm. You have a gift, and God's given you a gift with words and a gift with poetry and a gift of communicating that for people to get a handle on reflection of life with words. I mean, God's really given you that, like he's made you a word minister, so to speak. Do you have something you could share with us that's about 2 minutes long or so?
I do. You know, David, what I'd like to do is I'd like to give you the difference between, let's say, a righteous rap without any music that's done a cappella for some of the kids, because I reach out between sanctuaries and penitentiaries. And, you know, it's so important that we reach the unreachable. And sometimes we don't use the methods that a lot of people use. So through the pentameter of rhyme, I'm able to reach a lot of people. And kind of, you know, God wrote it in my head so that I could do this at any time. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to take you to a place where I was watching life go by, getting high, praying to the evil one to die in solitary confinement by the enemy. And I want to take you into where I was at, and it was, here I am, God. And once again, I would choose to stand alone. The innocent cries from my mother's womb to this fallen child that kneels before you that slowly gave away pieces of his very own soul. And your beautiful colors, they drift in and out of my mind. And your heavenly music plays, Lord, but the truth is, as you can see, for someone like me, at this very moment, it's just out of time. So please take me away to a place I can be. Take me away to a place that you carefully prepared with your own hands, that I will never leave. For I remember once when you told me to go and seek out the wise man. And when I do, ask him, did he truly have a purpose left for me to do? How long before I was to realize the wise man was in your word, your truth, your light, your sacrifice, your forgiveness, and it's always and forever been you. And yet here I am, God. And once again, I will make the choice to stand alone. Four corners in darkness is all that my eyes can now see. I realize this is my true destiny, so please have mercy for a fallen child like me. For I can hear the voices and I can feel the chill, and Satan will taunt me and the enemy will haunt me, and the terror of a new day is all that keeps me alive. For I realize I only exist at this moment on this earth for my own suicide. And yet here I am, God. And you never, ever, ever left me alone. I can hear your angels singing, and your Holy Spirit spoke to me. He said, get up like the prodigal son or daughter and return back home. So please ask me why. For when I lay down my head tonight, I will look into your eyes and I will reply. I cannot wait to wake up, breathe, laugh, and cry. For you are my before and you are my after. You carry me in the palm of your hand. And now I know there will be a day when I will see you again, and this time in heaven's time, it will never end. And do we have time for one more, David?
We do. I got about a minute and a half, so if you can do a fast one, I'm for it, man.
Okay, this is for all of the God's children that are out there right now, that we need to listen. That's my message. We need to listen when the Holy Spirit is speaking, and we need to abide. Sometimes we're so busy watching our foot back inside that we don't see the gospel in the sky. So this is called Listen, and it just goes like this. When we all walk down our own streets tonight, how many of us will stay and put on the look that only comes when you feel all your hope is forever gone? For no matter how hard we may try, only you, God, know the real reasons why. But have our dreams, our hopes, our wants, our needs, our desires, have they been pushed aside and one by one become denied? And please tell me, how does one prepare for those eyes of a cold, hungry, distant, lost, lonely, and confused stare? Are those the windows of everyone else's soul that speaks of the frustration, the confusion, the devastation that once again is in your air? Is this a live and let live world that we are in? Then why will some hurt anyone just to climb to the top? Does it matter the stories that we came? Does the ending always have to turn out the same when those city blocks and those sidewalks begin calling out our name? So see, David, I'm going to keep asking only for God's answer. One right now we desperately need. Can we find peace of mind, keep our hope alive? For we are his children and we're trying to survive. What is left for us to believe in? Why would someone as perfect as him, the creator of everyone, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, why would he take the time to listen to a sinner like me? For is it not all of our children? Why are some left alone on those corners? They're far too young. Is their innocence gone? Can they ever truly belong? It's different faces from different places, but after all these years, we must listen. 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 Do they still cry the same unheard and forgotten, lost, lonely tears? And then when we honor the brave, how do we truly thank them for the lives that they gave? For too soon, you know, we just get up and visit another hero's grave. So please tell me, my Lord, I need to know what progress, if any, has mankind made? For we're not more than willing to pay the price, but at what cost? Someone ever drops that bomb, then everyone here listening, including me, will be gone. And only you, God, know which side won and which side lost. So I will keep asking only for your answer. One right now we desperately need. Can we find peace of mind, keep our hope alive? We are your children. We're trying to survive. What is up for us to believe in? And why would someone as perfect as you, creator of everyone and everything, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, why would you take the time to listen to me? And here's the answer, David. He said, please stop talking. You need to take the time to listen. For don't you know by now, I am the only reason for each and every one of you to keep on believing. For when your spirit was weak and you were going to let go, I was the only one with the right, the power, and the will to hold on. Your lessons are not yet over. And the struggle for your soul, I know it continues on. But you are all of my children. I was crucified and rose again. So each and every one of you would have the chance to be forgiven. So you listen. My angels in heaven are always singing. You listen. The church bells around the world just keep on ringing. And you listen. One day on my demand, all the evil you see will be leaving. And then you will join me forever this time in my holy kingdom. But you need to take the time to stop talking. Keep on praying. And when my Holy Spirit is speaking, just be still. Just be reverent. Just be obedient and listen.
Awesome, dude. Great job, Nico. Great job, brother. Very nice, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen, GodsSoldierMinistries.com. God's Soldier, G-O-D-S, soldier, God's soldier, ministries.com, ministries.org. Either way, right, brother?
That's it.
Either way. Good job, Nico. God bless you, man. I hope you have an awesome week. Too. Thank you for visiting with us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. You've been listening to Nico Hill. He's been given a voice for the Lord, sharing words for the Lord. You got to love it. When we come back, spiritual truth that'll make your head spin.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Hey, it's Heather Lloyd with news from KPRZ. KPRZ is giving you the opportunity to send your child to a top Christian school for half price. That's right. Give your child the Christian education you've always wanted them to have and pay half price the regular 2013-2014 school tuition fee. Visit KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuition banner to see the participating Christian schools. To qualify, you must be able to put the entire 2013-2014 half price tuition amount on your credit card. Choose from top Christian schools throughout San Diego County. It's not too early to plan for your child's school choice this fall. For details and a complete list of schools to choose from, log on to KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner. Again, log on to KPRZ.com and click on the half price tuitions banner. Then, get ready to secure a school for your child. Remember, log on to KPRZ.com.
No one in San Diego wants gophers, rats, or mice on their property. Then the question becomes, do you handle the problem with chemicals or find a natural solution? A government study proved that one nesting pair of barn owls can consume 2,000 gophers, rats, and mice per year, whether they nest in the city or the country. The Barn Owl Box is a green solution to San Diego's rodent problem. Working together, we can stop using poison outside. Poison doesn't control the rodent population in San Diego, but it does make owls very sick, and when their babies ingest poison, they die. Get an owl box made from organic materials and gain real control over rodents on your property. This is an affordable, long-term, natural answer to your problem. Boxes start at just $350. Call Tom at 760-445-2023. Learn more online at barnowlboxes.com. 760-445-2023.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. What a nice job by Nico Hill sharing the ministry the Lord's put on his heart. Different style ministry than most of us are used to. I mean, different than me, and I'm pretty well-versed in different ministries, but I think he did a terrific job, so I'm really proud of him, and I want to thank Russ up there in Camarillo for helping us out and making us that connection. We've got a very special guest coming up at the very top of the hour, so I only have about a minute and a half, so I want to make sure I get everything done appropriately, which means I'll never do any of it right. That's how we do stuff around here. Again, I wanted to make sure everybody knows how the weather is. Yeah. Okay. And traffic? Yeah. It's looking yeah. Is that an actual traffic word? Yeah. Ugh. Okay. Let me do this. We're not going to do an R&B music BR. We are going to do the Facebook post because I only got a minute and a half. Let me tell you this. This is going to blow your mind. Watch this. Okay. This is out of Exodus. Exodus? We read Exodus? You better. Okay. Exodus. And the portion for the children of Israel. This is an awesome portion. It says this. At the end of the 430 years, listen to this, to the very day, all of the Lord's divisions left Egypt. Now, before you get all spiritual on me, stop and think about that. Like, stop trying to be robotic and consider, meditate. Put that through your brain. After 430 years, folks, so take 430 and times that by 365 days, and you know what you get? A lot of days, because my brain's not that big. But after 430 years, to the day, the Lord's divisions left Egypt. Here was the Facebook post regarding that. God's timing is perfect. Now, not our timing is perfect. In fact, if you're Mary or you're Martha, you would have been going, Lord, if you'd have been here, why this would have happened? Why this would have happened? And they both, by the way, said the same thing. It's like a Jewish family like I have. It's like that's how that works. Yeah, you'd have been here. This would have been different. But the bottom line is the Lord's timing is always perfect. We have a bad watch. God doesn't have a bad watch. He's got the only watch. You get it? So you know that trial you're going through and you're like going, Lord. Okay, you keep doing that, but then just come back to this passage. At the end of 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. To the very day after 430 years, I think he's got your trial well in hand. What do you say? You think so? I'm going to go, yes. Let's do it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, a special guest and lots of fun. Get ready. It's going to be cool.
And there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.